Today Shir Masechta Kedushin Daf Lamed. We're going to begin in Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, the top line. Amrei Rav of Nosan Ba'ami. We continue discussing parents' obligation to marry with the children. So he said to him, Adidich al Tzavari Debreich. Why you still when should you get married? When should a son get married? While you still have influence on your children, which is Meshitzavat Esther and Vitarti, between the ages of 16 and 22. Ramalei, Mitamni Sari at Esther and Arba, from 18 to 24. Machlokes Rishonim, what does that Gemara mean? Most Rishonim say that the Gemara means that those are the years where parents have most influence on the children. And therefore, in those years, where a parent has that influence, he should use that influence to properly educate his children. Others say, it's talking about marriage. These are the years that a parent should see that his son should get married. I saw a very nice vort from the Ben Yoyada. He says, a child, when he's young, is shorter than his father. As he gets older, he could be the same height or taller. So Gemara says, Adidoch atzavri debreich, when your son is still so short that you could put, that you're tall, that you're taller than him, that's when you should be mechanech him. That's when you should marry him off. Because once he's as tall as you, and then he won't listen anyway. Ketanoi, says the Gemara, this machloikis, what is the proper age, is actually a machloikis tanoim. The pasuk says in Mishlei chanoich lenar pidarkoi. So you have machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya. Chanam mishitzav esem etarati. The proper ages is from 16 to 22. The chanam and the other one says mitamni sorry. From 18 to 24. We learned in the Brisa yesterday about the father's obligation to teach his son Torah. Ask the Gemara, Heichen Chayiv Odom Lelamed Es Benoi Torah. How much does a father have to teach his son? Omer Yehuda Mishmul Kigoyin Zvulun Ben Don, like we find by Zvulun Ben Don, Shalim De Avi Aviv, that his grandfather taught him Mikru Mishnah Chumash Mishnayis Talmud Halachas Vagodos. That's what the Gemara says has to be taught to your son. Nesai asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Limdai Mikra, if a father teaches his son Chumash, Eim Alamdai Mishnah. He doesn't have to teach him Mishnayis. Vamarava. What is the definition of Mikra? Zutaira. So the Gemara is teaching us that all you have to teach is just Chumash. So how could we suggest that you have to teach everything else? Machloikis Rashi and Rambam, what is included in Mikra? Rashi says Mikra means Chumash, Chamisha Chumashi Torah. Of course, says the Miri, when we speak that all a father has to teach a son, Mikra Chumash means that not just simple definition of words, you have to teach him Chumash to the degree that he'll know how to observe and be an observant Jew. The Rambam says Mikra includes all of Tanakh. There's a very fundamental Machloikis, Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Aruch HaShulchan, how to interpret what the Gemara in the Braisa is saying here. That all a father has to teach is Mikra. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, certainly, we can't assume that all a Jewish child has to learn is Chumash. What does the Braisa mean? The Braisa means that a father himself, even if he's going to send his son to yeshiva, has an obligation to teach him Chumash. The other Lamudim, that he could rely on the yeshiva to teach his child. The Aruch HaShulchan says no. The Gemara says only Chumash. And that's all a child has to learn. Where is this relevant, very relevant, L'Aloch L'Maisa? Ramayisha discusses in the Tshuva if somebody could use Maisa money to pay tuition. So if we're going to say that all a father is obligated to teach his son is Chumash, and now you have a father that's willing to have his son learn more than just Chumash, he's not obligated, so he could use Maisa money. If, on the other hand, he's obligated to teach his son Mikra Mishnah and everything else, just he's not doing it himself for whatever reason, he's relying on the yeshiva, but you can't fulfill obligations with Maisa money, and therefore you cannot use Maisa money to pay tuition. Certainly, Ramash also goes on to say that you don't only use tuition money to pay for Lamudei Kodesh. Tuition money goes for secular studies, tuition money goes for lunch and for upkeep, which is certainly not Lamud HaKadosh, and you certainly cannot deduct from Maisa. But here we see that all you have to teach is Chumash. How can we say that Zvulun Ben Don, who learned all these other subjects, is the model? If answers the Gemara, because Zvulun Ben Don, Shalim Avi Avav, what we learn from Zvulun Ben Don is that a grandfather is obligated to teach his grandson Torah, for like a Zvulun Ben Don, but not exactly like a Zvulun Ben Don. Dila Hassan, by Zvulun Ben Don, his grandfather taught him Mikra Mishnah of a Talmud Halachas Vagodas. Vila Hacha, Mikra Levad, really all the father has to teach is Eschomish. Ask the Gemara, Vavi Oviv Mimichayev, is a grandfather obligated to teach his grandson Torah? V'tanya L'maratem Oysim Espeneichem, V'loi B'nei B'neichem, only children do you have to teach, not grandchildren. I ask the Gemara, Umani Mikayim, how do we interpret the Pasuk that says, V'datum V'necho L'vnei V'necho, Loi Meloch, Shekola Melamin Espenoi Torah, that if somebody teaches his son Torah, so how do we explain that Pasuk? Well, the Pasuk says, B'nei B'necho, that you do have to teach your grandchildren. Answers the Gemara, what that Pasuk is teaching us is a different limud. Shekola Melamin Espenoi Torah, if somebody teaches his son Torah, Malo Lava Kosov, Kilo Lomda Loi Ulbloi Ulbnei B'noi Atsof Kolodiris. If you teach your son Torah, it's like you taught all the future generations. And the Pashup Shat, why is it considered like you're teaching all the future generations? Because if you're going to teach your son Torah, then your son is going to eventually teach his son, and so it's going to continue for all generations, and your family will keep on learning Torah. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Another pshat is that if somebody wants to see that his family continue in the Derech HaTorah, there's only one way, teaching Torah. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The schar for teaching Torah is teaching children, teaching anyone Torah, is that your family will continue in learning Torah. But here clearly the Brice is teaching us that you don't have to teach your grandchildren Torah. Answers the Gemara, Hu d'amar kahai tana. Zvulun Ben Don held like this tana. The tanya, v'matem oismus b'neichem, eni ala b'neichem, you only have to teach your own children. B'nei b'neichem b'neim, how do you have to know how you have to teach your grandchildren? Tamalayma, v'datul v'nechel v'nei b'neichem. Im kain, matamalayma b'neichem, if you have to even teach your grandchildren, certainly you have to teach your son. So why does the Pasuk say b'neichem? To teach you, as we learned yesterday, we're only obligated to teach our sons, not our daughters. Rav Shuben Levi, Kol Malamed Es Ben Beno Torah. Whoever teaches his grandchildren Torah, Ma'olav Akosov Kil Kibla Mahar Sinai. As if he received the Torah in Har Sinai. Shenemar Vadatul Vnechol Vnei Vnecha V'Samachle Yoyim Hashem Lefnadet Lefnei Hashem Lekech Bechayriv. It's like you stood by Har Sinai. So Mefarshim discuss. First we'll speak Drush. Then we'll say Halacha. The first of them speak about why is it that if somebody teaches his grandchildren Torah, it has this schar, it's like we receive the Torah by Har Sinai. So I saw two beautiful pshatim. One pshat is that we know one of the fundamentals of the Jewish theology is that the earlier generations are greater than we are. That's why we would never be able to argue on what a Tano and a Meira or what a Rishon says. We have no right. They're so much greater than we are. So if somebody has the schus of learning Torah from his grandfather, a grandfather is one generation closer to Har Sinai than a father. Every generation that's closer to Har Sinai is so much greater, and therefore his Torah is so much greater. It's one pshat that I saw. The Machna says this pshat. Another pshat that I saw is we know that the generation of Har Sinai, of Kabbalah Satayra, that actually received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Moshe Rabbeinu, they never forgot the Torah that they heard. If you hear Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Moshe Rabbeinu, you remember it. The Pasuk says, V'chut HaMashulash Loi B'mheiru Yonatek. If somebody is a Tamil Chacham, or B'noi Tamil Chacham, or Ben B'noi Tamil Chacham, Shuv Ena Torah Paisakas B'meru. The Torah remains with that family. So that's what the Gemara is saying. If you have a grandfather that teaches Torah, and the grandfather's learning, and the father's learning, and the son is learning, we have three generations of Torah. And we have three generations of Torah that will remain forever, just like the Torah of Har Sinai remained with the people who received the Torah forever. Before Hashem asks, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that B'neichem includes Ben B'noi? We know everywhere, B'nei Bonim, Hareim, Kabonim. So Hashem answer, The Mitzvah Eisen answers, only when the Pasuk uses the word Zera does it mean all future generations. But when it says Bonim, it doesn't automatically include grandchildren, only because here the Pasuk says B'nei B'necha. The two questions that the Rishonim discussed, La Halacha, one question is, what about great-grandchildren? Does the same then apply that a great-grandfather should learn Torah with great-grandchildren? And the Mefarshim say, absolutely, that one has an obligation to learn Torah with his great-grandchildren, certainly before teaching Torah to anyone else. Similar question. The Gemara keeps on talking about grandchildren, your son's son. What about your daughter's son? So the Kesef Mishnah discusses that Shaila and says, certainly the same thing. Once you teach his grandson, even if it's through a daughter, Torah, before he has an obligation to teach anyone else. The Mefarshim also go on to explain somewhat homiletically. We all know that there's a special love from a grandparent to a grandchild. And in order for Torah to be properly transmitted, a hava is an important ingredient. So when a grandfather sits and learns Torah with a grandson, and there's so much love there, that is a vehicle, and that's a guarantee for successful learning. Says the Gemara. Rav Chiya bar Abba Ashkechel Rabbi Shuban Levi. He met Rabbi Shuban Levi. The Shadi Disnareish, he just put a blanket on his head. The Kamantele Yenukle Beik Nishta. And he took his grandchild, he took his son to Yeshiva. Amrei Michael Hai, he can't even get dressed properly. Amrei Mizuta Madik Siv, Vadatam Levanecha, that we have an obligation to make sure our children learn Torah. The Samachlei, Yoyim Hashem Matal Lefnei Hashem Lekech B'chayrif. Mikaveilach, after Rav Chiya bar Abba saw this, like Tom Umtsa, they used to eat meat for breakfast. He would not eat meat at the Mikra Liyanuka until he would learn with his son, Umaisvei, and learn extra. We'll explain this in a moment. Rav Bar Chana, similarly, like Tom Umtsa, would not eat any meat for breakfast at the Maisi and Luka Lebe Midrash until he took his child to the Beis HaMedrash. Mefarshim explained, they didn't eat meat. So Mefarshim explained, again, we've spoken about this, the importance of eating breakfast. Certainly they ate a basic breakfast, but the meat was already an extra. That they didn't eat, it was more important that they should learn with their son. Mefarshim also say, here we see some educational philosophy. The Gemara says that before Rav Chiya bar Abba took his son to yeshiva, what would he do? He would sit and learn with him at the Makrali Yanuka Moisvei. What does that mean? Number one, he would review what the son learned yesterday in yeshiva. Or Moisvei, he would prepare him for what they were going to learn that day in yeshiva. Because a child who has this, that he reviews what he learns and is prepared for the new lesson, will have a greater hatzlocha in learning. I saw another beautiful pshat from the Ben Yoyada about this eating of meat. He says as follows, we know that Yaakov and Esav divided up the world. Esav got Olam Hazeh, Yaakov got Olam Haba. So the question comes up, if Yaakov got Olam Haba, how do we have Olam Hazeh? That belongs to Esav. The answer is, if the Pasuk says, if a person doesn't learn Torah, the world won't have an existence. So that's exactly what he was saying. If by me taking my son to yeshiva, by Chiya bar Abba taking his son to yeshiva, he's guaranteeing the world an existence. Without people learning Torah, there wouldn't be an Olam Hazeh. So because of Chiya bar Abba, there is Olam Hazeh. There is Olam Hazeh because of him, he deserves Olam Hazeh, and that's why he's allowed to eat the meat, even though it's Olam Hazeh. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Safra Mishum Mishum Alevi. Ma'idik Siv, Vishinantam Vanecho. Atikru Vishinantam, El Vishilashtam. Because as the Mefarshim explained, if all the Pasuk was coming to teach us was that we have to learn and review what we learn, it should be adequate that the Pasuk should say the word Vishinisem. Why does the Torah say Vishinantam? To teach us, La'olam Yashlam Adam Shloisav. A person should divide in 3 his years. Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. A third Chumash, a third Mishnayis, a third Talmud. Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, what does Talmud mean? The Rambam says Talmud means that a person should be able to compare. In other words, if a Shaila comes up to you, you should have enough knowledge and learning to know how to answer it. Rashi says Talmud means Gemara. But ask the Gemara, how could somebody do this? Miyadei Kamachai, does anybody know how long he'll live, that he should know how to divide up his years? Leitzricha L'yoymei. That's why the Gemara says you should divide every day. So the way Rashi explains Yoimei is that 2 days a week learn Chumash, 2 days a week learn Mishnayis, and 2 days a week learn Talmud. Tosfos takes issue with that pshat, because again, we don't know when we're going to die. And Shabbos, according to Rashi, you're supposed to review what you learned all week. We don't know how long we're going to live. So therefore, Tosfos offers a number of pshatim. One pshat, Tosfos says, he means every day. Every day should be divided into three, Chumash, Mishnayis, Talmud. Question comes, how do we answer Rashi? Mefarshim explained, many times we've spoken about this concept, even though everybody's unfortunately going to pass away, we don't have to be concerned that it's going to happen imminently. So 1 week, we could assume the person's going to live.
Just like 1 day.
Exactly. Tosfos goes on to say that the Gemara doesn't necessarily mean that you should take the hours of the day and divide them up. What Tosfos says it means is that everybody should spend part of the day learning these three items. And therefore, Tosfos says, we do it every morning. By saying Kabbonis, there's Chumash there, there's Mishnayis, Ezim Mekoimim, and there's Gemara, Tana Deberi Shmuel is a Braisa. And once you've done that, then you can spend the rest of the day learning something else. Another Pshat that Tosfos says is that we learn Talmud Bavli. And why is Talmud Bavli called Bavli? Because it's Belula Mikol. It has everything in it. It has Psukim, and it has Mishnayis, and it has Gemara. So by learning Talmud Bavli, you've covered everything. In fact, I saw two very interesting halach lemaises based on what Tosfos says. The Yavit says, and I was zoicha myself to see this by the closing of the Rebbe more than once, that when you learn a Gemara, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk with the Shem Hashem, you should say Hashem's name. Why should you say Hashem's name? He says, because when a person's learning Gemara and learning Chumash or Nach, he's actually fulfilling his obligation to learn Tanakh. And if you want to learn Tanakh, you have to learn it as it says. When the Shem Hashem is mentioned, you should say Hashem Hashem. That's why Rav Yaakov Emden says, if you read a pasuk in the Gemara, what has Hashem's name in it, say Hashem's name. Rav Moshe, in a letter to a Siyim Hashas of Daf Yomi, says that the Loim Dei HaDaf HaYomi, those that learn Daf Yomi, are fulfilling what Tosfos says. Because we learn Daf Yomi every day, we learn Bavli every day, and Tosfos just says that's how we fulfill what our Gemara just said, Loim Yashlim Adam Shon Yomav, and that he says you are the people that are actually fulfilling the Gemara. Although I have to say that I saw tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef, where somebody asks him the following question. He says he's not a person that learns all day. He says he used to attend, not trying Chas V'Shalom to chase anyone away from the Shia, but he says he used to learn Daf Yomi every day. And he has limited time, and therefore that's all he does. That's the only seder he has in learning every day, and he doesn't learn halacha. So perhaps he's doing the wrong thing. Rav Avadya says he's absolutely doing the wrong thing. He says a person who has only a limited amount of time to learn, his first obligation is to learn halacha, because you have to know what to do. That's what you should do first. He says he doesn't have to be matan neder if he stops coming to the Daf Yomi Shia. In fact, the Mishnah Berura quotes a fascinating shach. He says, the shach says as follows, if a person only has 3 or 4 hours to learn a day, so he really doesn't have much time to learn, says the shach, that person shouldn't learn Gemara. Because he only has 3 or 4 hours, he should learn halacha. That's what the Mishnah Berura quotes a shach. We try to learn halacha in the Daf Yomi Shia so we could accomplish everything. So now the question that comes up is our Gemara gives us a formula how to learn, why don't we indeed do this? That we shlish mikra, shlish mishnah, shlish talmud. So if we follow the opinion of Tosfos, we have some answer. But I saw two other answers that the Rishonim already give. One answer is, this was for the earlier generations, who when they learned the pasuk Chumash, could really get to the essence of the Chumash. The same with Mishnah. So they should spend a third of the time learning Chumash, a third of the time learning Mishnah. We don't really understand the Chumash that well. We always need the Gemara. Therefore, we have a different rule. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam says that the Gemara doesn't mean that a person should do this his whole life. When a person begins to learn, that should be his Seder, Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish Talmud. But once he's already accomplished, they learned Chumash and Mishnayis, he doesn't have to continue on that path, then he could spend all the time learning Talmud. Says the Gemara, Lefikach nikru rishonim seifrim. That's why the early generations were called seifrim. Some rishonim explain that this gemara really has no connection to the previous gemara. Others say it's very much connected. Because why were they called seifrim? So seifrim kol ha'isish b'Torah. They counted every word in the Torah. What does that mean? So Mefarshim explained two pshatim. One pshat is, if you spend a third of your time learning Chumash, you really get to know the Chumash. So you know exactly how many letters there are in the Chumash. We don't spend so much time learning Chumash, so we don't know. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara is giving us a lesson. How is one supposed to learn? Not supposed to learn superficially. When you learn a piece of Chumash, you're supposed to know that piece of Chumash so well that you can tell you how many letters there are in the Pasuk. And they said, Shayayimrim Vav de Gochen, the Vav of the word Gochen, Chetzion Shal Oishish Shal Sefer Torah, are the half point of the letters of the Sefer Torah. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Beis Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael says like this, if you look at the word Gochen in the Torah, the Vav, which we're just referring to, is a big Vav. What is the lesson? The lesson, he says, is as follows. Here we have a person that learned up half of Torah. Right? So he would think, Vav Rabasi, he's a big person. I learned half the Torah. Tells the Torah, how is such a person supposed to act? Gochain. We learned a Gochain Chatelech. He has to still remain modest and humble, even if he's a big Talmud Chacham. Darash Darash, Chetzin Shaltevis. The word Darash Darash are half the words of the Torah. So I saw two pshatim in this also. One pshat is that the Chumash is teaching us that even if you learn Chumash, it's not enough. Darash, you have to learn the Medrash, you have to learn the Gemara to truly understand what the Chumash says. Another pshat that I saw, fascinating pshat from the Chassam Sofer. He says, if the word Darash is the middle word of the Torah, so it turns out like this, the first word of the Torah is Bereshis, the middle word of the Torah is Darash, and the last word of the Torah is Yisrael. Bereshis, Darash, Yisrael. What is Bereshis? What is the first thing that God is always concerned, Darash? What's the first thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu is always concerned about? Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Vizgaloch shel Psukim is the midpoint of Psukim. Yichasena chazim yor, ayin diyar, the ayin of that word is chetzin shel Tehillim. V'chu rachim v'chaper ovoy, chetzin the Psukim. And as the Mefarshim explained, if somebody learns, he is zoicha to v'urach v'chaper ovin, to mechilas avonis. Boy, Reb Yosef, mrav de gochen, mahay gisa, mahay gisa. This letter Vav, in which half of the Torah does it belong? So like the Mefarshim says, Darash is easy. One Darash is the first half, the other Darash is the second half. But what about Gochon? Vav. Omalei, nice to Sefer Torah. Let's bring out a Sefer Torah and count. Milo Amar Rabba B'chana, says the Gemara. The Lo Zazu Misham, they actually didn't leave. At Shavi Sefer Torah, they actually brought a Sefer Torah among them. And they counted it. Omalei, so he says, Inu B'kiv Chaseris V'Yaseris. They were experts exactly the proper spelling of every word of the Torah. However, we're not that expert in it, and therefore, we can't rely on that. And in fact, the Ramah, there's a famous psak of the Ramah, that if somebody has a Sefer Torah where the word is misspelled, we don't take out another Sefer Torah. Because our Sefer Torah, just the Gemara says, are not the kin of the Chaseris V'Yaseris. However, the Me'iri and the Mechaschinach explain that the only words that we're not really expert in the spelling is where the definition of the word isn't affected by the spelling. Certainly, our Sefer Torah are accurate enough that the words are spelled correctly, that it shouldn't change the meaning of a word. In fact, there's a famous tshuva from the Rosh, that even though we know that the last mitzvah of the Torah is to write Atem Kislechem as a Shira Zos, to write a Sefer Torah, says the Rosh, nowadays, we don't have to write Sefer Torah, we can kind of mitzvah with Svarim. So most Pshat Mefarshim explain what's Pshat in the Rosh, because now that we're committing Torah Shavu Peh to writing, so we need all the Svarim. Others say, since our Gemara says that our Sefer Torah aren't accurate, so the Sefer Torah is anyway not perfectly accurate, so you could be Yaitzu with Torah Shavu Peh. In fact, I saw that the Paiskim suggest somebody writes a Sefer Torah. What a wonderful simcha. We don't make a Shachiyonu. Why don't you make a Shachiyon if somebody comes to do such a great mitzvah? The answer is, because our Sefer Torah is anyway not accurate. And now lebekina v'chaseris v'yaseris. So the Sefer Torah that's not perfectly accurate, you don't make a Shachiyonu. Bar Rav Yosef, v'skalach mahay gisa mahay kisa. The word v'skalach is in the first half or the second half. Amloi psukim mi'ulay selimni. So psukim we certainly know. So he answered with psukim namilu bekinin. We're not exactly sure that the psukim that we have are accurate. The chaser of achaber ada amri, but Rava paskel el hay kral utlasi psukim. And at the soul there's this pasuk which we consider one pasuk, and they divide it into three. The pasuk says the yom hashem of Moshe, hine nachi baalach ba'av ha'anon. By us it's one pasuk, but them is three psukim. And in fact it's yidua that we finish the sefer Torah every year, Simchas Torah, and at Yisrael it took him 3 years to finish Kriyas HaTorah, because they obviously had more Pesukim. Tanabon. Chameshis Alofim V'shmanim Neis V'shmanim V'shmanim Pesukim have Pesukah Torah. There are 5,888 Pesukim in the Sefer Torah. Yes, I love Tilim Shmaina. Tilim has 8 more Pesukim. It's difficult to understand. Chasim Menet Divrei Yomim has Shmaina 8 less Pesukim. Tanabon V'shinantam Shei Divrei Torah Mechudadim B'picha. Divrei Torah have to be on your lip. If somebody asks you a question, al to gangame with time alloy, it shouldn't take your time to answer. El emaloy miyad, you should be able to immediately respond. Shinema emalachok machoisiat. Vaimer, kashim alat besecha, kashim aluch libecha, vamachitzim biyad a gibor, kain b'nei hanurim, vamachitzi gibor shinunim, vamachitzecha shinunim ametachtecha yapolim, vamachitzecha geva shimole as boishmem, so Mufashim explained, just to say Posh Pshat. First of all, at the Gangam Atomaloi, I saw Rabbi Aaron Kotler explains, the person has to have two characteristics in learning Torah. One is he has to know, and he also has to be able to apply what Lamdas is learning. And that is at the Gangam Atomaloi. However, Tosus points out, what does the Gemara mean? Tosus says the Gemara means to say, you're not supposed to tell somebody, you know, I learned this Masechta. I already finished half a Shas with Daf Yomi. That's inappropriate. But the Gemara means that you should be so fluent in your learning that if somebody asks you a question, you should be able to respond. Like what? Like being able to say, Achoisiyat. What does Achoisiyat mean? So Pash Pshat is, just like everybody knows who their sister is, you should be so fluent in your learning. The Hamakna says another Pshat. The Hamakna says Pshat like this. The truth is, he says, the Torah doesn't have to tell us that you're not allowed to have relations with your sister, a full sister from your father and your mother. Because if the Torah says you're not allowed to have relations with your sister from your mother alone, or your father alone, so certainly a full sister. Yet the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that. That's how clear everything should be to you. The Torah is teaching us, the Gemara is teaching us two ways how to learn. One is with your fingers, by writing. That helps you remember your learning. Custom aluch libecha, that means you should constantly review him, and that's how you learn it. Kichitzim b'yad hagibor means like arrows. What does that mean? What does a person do with an arrow? He throws an arrow. Similarly, a person, if he wants to have atzlocha in learning, should teach others, should give out his Torah, and like that he'll have hatzlocha. Asher egeva shemila espoishmehem. It's a very nice pshat. Typically, when you have a yeshiva and you have young boys in the yeshiva, so you know how it is with young boys, they make a mess. And the people are upset that they make a mess. Says the Gemara, Ashrei hagever ashamiles b'hem. It's wonderful that you should have a building that's all dirty because you have all these talmidim learning the yeshiva. Lo yivoshi kedavr sam b'shar. That's not something to be upset about. That's something to be happy about. Ma'is oivim b'shar. Amav chibar abba. Afilo av b'no. A father and a son. A rabbi Talmidei, a rabbi and his Talmud, she'oskim b'tar b'sha'a achad, they're learning Torah together, nasim oyim za'azeh, first they become enemies, ve'en ezozim b'sham ad she'nasim ahavim, but then they at the end become ahavim. She'nema esvah b'sufa, atikr b'sufa el b'sofay, at the end they're friends. Because I saw a beautiful pshat from the Michas Yitzchak, the Perek says in Pirkei Avos that anybody who learns Torah, even one person who learns Torah, gets schar. But what's the difference between one person and two people? So we learn a Pirkei Avos. When one person learns Torah, it's not written in the Sefer Zikaron. Two people, yes. So he asks why. He says, because the only Torah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu records in the Sefer Zikaron is Torah, which is Torah's Emes. If somebody learns Torah alone, it's not for sure that he's learning right pshat. Only when you're learning two people, and you argue, and you come out to the right pshat, then you know it's true Emes of Torah, and that's the Torah that's recorded in the Sefer HaZikaron. And that's why even a father and a son and a Rebbe and a Talmud should argue and discuss until they come to the right pshat. Of course, the Paiskim go into great detail what circumstances are you allowed to argue with a father. Some suggest that you're only allowed to argue in Lomdus. But if there's a psak given by your Rebbe, by your father, certainly it has to, if you're going to disagree, you have to disagree in the most respectful manner. And certainly if you should not disagree unless you have clear proof that they're wrong. I saw a fascinating samsaifa on this Gemara. He says, you know, on Rosh Hashanah we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees how many wars, if there's going to be war in the world. And that decree remains a decree. However, we could fulfill that decree not by having horrible wars where people die. We could fulfill it by people arguing and learning. It's a war. It's a mechamta shopaira. But it's a geshmaka mechama. That's what the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed how many wars they should have. But if the war we have will be the war of a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud, in learning, that war won't end with dead people. That war will end as Voha Besufa. That war will end with a Hava. That kind of war is a good war. Says the Gemara. Ten Rabbanan. For Sam Tem, Munshla Tarik is Sam Chaim. The Torah is considered like Sam Chaim. Marshal Adam, Sheikis Benoy Mati Gdoila. Somebody gives his son a patch, Vigilai Riti Al Makasai, and he puts on him some sort of medicine. As long as you wear this medicine, you could eat what you want. But if you take it off, it'll get infected. I created the Yetzahara. However, so Mefarshim explain, why is it called Sam Tam? Because, you know, usually when you take a medicine, so there's side effects. The Torah has no side effects. It's Sam Tam, it's perfect. Another pshat, the Gemara says that if somebody has a problem with the Yetzirah, he should say Shema Yisrael, Yaskalo Yamamisa. But all of these pieces of advice don't have permanent effect. The only thing that has a permanent effect to fight off the Yetzirah is learning Torah. Because Torah is like a tavlin. So I saw Gevalda Gevart. I don't know if I should say it, but I saw a verse from the Bava Rebbe. He says, you don't have to put in a lot of spice into food, you just put in a little spice. Just a little learning is already enough to chase away the Yetzirah. V'matam oizkim Torah, if you learn Torah, ein atam nimsurim b'yadoi. The Kadosh Baruch Hu prevents you falling in the hands of the Yetzirah. Shalom mar haloyim tetevs eis. The main atam oizkim Torah, if you don't learn Torah, atam nimsurim b'yadoi. Shnema l'pesach chatos roivetz. Floyd, the Yetzirah keeps on prevailing over you. However you want, you can prevail over him. The Yetzirah is terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, and usually Mashal explains, if somebody creates something, people like what they created. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, but he knows it's bad. Shnemar, ki Yetzir Lev Adam Ram in the Uraf. Every day there's a Yetzahara. Shnema rak rak kolayoyim. Vamer Yitzchak Shimon Bar Levi. Yitzchak Shalom is gavel lo b'kol yoyim. The Yetzahara starts up every day. Mevakesh hamisoy. Shnema tzeifer rosh l'tzadik unvakesh l'hamisoy. V'malah Kadosh Baruch Hu v'nafah Kadosh Baruch Hu ein yochel azalai. We cannot prevail. Shnema l'kim lo yizvenu b'yaday. Tanya Rebbe Shmuel b'ni. My son, in public, if this manuvel, the Yetzirah is manuvel, why is he manuvel? So I saw a nice pshat from our Makna. We know that when does a person receive the Yetzirah? As soon as he's born. So the person is born, he's manuvel, he's still all dirty, and the Yetzirah is already there. Meshchei le Beis HaMedrash. Take him to the Beis HaMedrash. So Farshim asked, why would we want to take the Yetzirah into the Beis HaMedrash? So I saw a few pshatim. One pshat I saw is like this. The Yetzirah has tremendous power. He gives a geshmak, and he gives you energy, and he gives you drive. All of those attributes that the Yetzirah gives you, use them. But don't use them to do an avera. Use them for the Beis HaMedrash, for learning. Another pshat is like this. People, by definition, are good. People are good people. People don't want to do the wrong thing. So how does the Yetzirah start up with a person? The Yetzirah convinces us that what he's telling us to do is actually a mitzvah. Meshcheil Beis Hamidrash, taken to Beis Hamidrash, let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and check if what you're telling me is indeed a mitzvah. Im Evan Hu, if he's a stone, Nimach, he will dissolve. In Basil Hu Mespaitz, Mepharshim explain, the Yetzirah sometimes is like an Evan. He causes us to be cold. He makes us lazy, not to want to do a mitzvah. Sometimes he's like a Basil. He fires us up to do Avera. Torah could break them both. Shinema Haloi Dvar Ke'eshnu Hashem, Ukefatish Yifayte Tzela. And Mevenu Nimach, Shinema Hoitz Kotzomei L'chule Mayim, Vaymash Avonim Socha Kumayim. L'si Isha, Nolan, how do we know the father has to marry off his son? L'ksiv, K'chu Noshim, V'lidu Bonim B'nois, V'chu L'b'neichem Noshim, take wives for your sons, V'sb'neisechem Tunel Noshim, and your daughters give to men. Says the Gemara Bishlam b'nai b'yodai. Yeah, it's much easier to marry off a son. So your son you can marry off. Abita b'yodai hi, hachkamlu. Nitlan midei, v'libisha v'nechsei. Prepare your daughters. Give her nice clothing. Ke'echa the kofslein, she, the men should want to marry her. The lambda umnus, you have to teach your son an umnus. Menolon, amechiski da amekro. Re'ei chayim im isha asha hafta. Im isha mamashu, if it's a wife, Kshem Shechayev Lasi Ishoi, Imisha Mamashi, so Kshem Shechayev Lasi Ishoi, just like you have to marry off your son, Kaf Chayev Olam De Umnas. So too, you have to teach him a profession. And Torahu, Kshem Shechayev Olam De Torah, just like you have to teach your son Torah, Kaf Chayev Olam De Umnas. So, I saw a beautiful word from Rapam. The Gemara says here that Rei Chaim could either mean a wife or could mean Torah. He says, Rashi sometimes used the words Pashazu Yofin Adreshes. What does Yofin Adreshes mean? Yofin Adreshes mean that all the Pshatim work together. So he says, when you have a couple, that both you have a boy who's a Talmud Chacham, and he has a good wife, so you have everything. That's why it's called Zivig Oyle Yofa. You have everything coming together. It's interesting that I saw from Moshe, and not only does Rav Moshe say it, really it's a Me'iri. Here the Gemara is saying that you have to teach your son Omnis. Says Rav Moshe that if you teach your son, you send him to yeshiva, and he learns Torah, and from learning Torah he can become a Rav, he can become a Rebbe, you have fulfilled the Lamdai Omnis. V'yeshomer af l'shita b'noar, you have to teach him how to swim, ma'itam echiyusahi. It's considered that he needs, in case Chas V'Shalom, he's drowning. Rav Yudam kol she'em Lamdai Omnis, you don't teach him a profession, lambda listus. Listus akadait, you don't teach him how to steal. El kliyam the ilo lambda numnus. Says the Gemara, my benai, what's the difference? Ikmenai the ikmeri eske. If you taught your son, you didn't teach him a profession, but you taught him a business, is that enough? Why? Because a business is to give him panosa, but we know sometimes there's a financial meltdown. So if you have a profession, you may be in better shape than if you're in business. Comments is avra ben. Said the Gemara, my mitzvah is aval ben. Ilam mitzvah the mechayiv abel meven lebrei. That any mitzvah the father has to do for the son. Noshim chayavis. Women have to do for their children. For Tanya, we just learned yesterday. Half chayiv benoy lemar lefdoisoy. Aviv in imayloy. Only a father, not a mother. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudah kama. Mitzvah is av. And tell us a ben lasis l'aviv. Anything that a son has to do on behalf of his parents. Echad anoshim echad noshim chayavim. Both men and women are chayiv. Tanim lehod tan rabbanon. This is what the Brisa teaches. Ish. Only a ish is obligated to respect his parents. Isha minayim, kshamit ro, harekan shnayim. Both. Inke matam lo ish, what does the Torah specify a man? Answer the Gemara, ish, sipik biyodilasis. A man can always take care, do for his parents. Isha ain't sipik biyodilasis. She can't always do. Nay, shirishus achem ala, her husband comes first. Amar Avida bar Avin, Amar Rav, this gash, but if she gets divorced, Shneim Shavim, then the daughter has to do for her parents also. As the Rishonim explained, we might think that once she got married, she's completely out of the jurisdiction of her parents, and even if she gets divorced, she doesn't have to teach us the pasuk. No, it's only while she's married. Tanabana, Nem Kabbat Savich Vasimecha, Nem Kabbat Hashem Ahoincha, Hishra Kosif, Kibit Ava Aim, the Kabbat Amokim, Shneim Ish Ava Vimit Tomorrow, Nem Hashem Alecha Tira. Verse Savit. Hishva Kosov Mara of Aim, the Mara Samokam. Nem Kala of Imai Moshumas, the Nem Ish Ish Ki Kala Lakov, the Nisha Nasachata. Hishra kosev birkas avei and birkas amakum. Just like when Allah chasv shalom curse a kodesh baruch, when Allah curse our parents. Aba ka vadi ishta. You can't say haka because it's impossible kaviyachol to hit a kodesh baruch hu. It can be done, and it's appropriate that parents and a kodesh baruch hu should be treated with respect. Shishlosh and shutzim ba, they're all partners in us. And as the chinuch explains, what is the basis of the mitzvahs kibra veim? It all comes from our karas atov, that we realize without our parents, we wouldn't be here. In fact, it's a machlokes rishonim, it's kibra veim, a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi, or it's a mitzvah ben adam l'makom.